You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein with you today. Alaska Public Gardens Day. Alaska Public Gardens Day is a day that's going to be celebrated this Saturday. It's a special day set aside to appreciate community gardens. It traditionally falls on the Saturday before Memorial Day. And, of course, here in Juneau, we have one of the crown jewels of Alaska Gardens, the Jensen Olson Arboretum. It's a 100-year-old garden. Amazing. Gardens will be open from 9 to 5 tomorrow. And joining us now to tell us about that, Pat White and Patricia Harris. Pat White is the president of the Friends of the Jensen Olson Arboretum, and Patricia Harris is a founding member and past president of the Jensen Olson Arboretum. Thanks to both of you for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And so tell me a little bit about it, this Alaska Public Gardens Day. What's going to be happening tomorrow?
Well, the idea of an Alaska Public Garden Day is sort of taken after down south where they have Public Gardens Day, but they're usually in April and early May, and not much is happening here at that time.
Look at snow melting.
Right. So Merrill Jensen, the previous manager, put together a process to proclaim it in the city as Alaska Public Gardens Day, and then worked the process with the Fairbanks and Anchorage Botanical Gardens and made it a state Public Gardens Day. So then it became Alaska Public Gardens
Great.
Day in around 2011.
Yeah, like okay. That. And yeah. Do you have certain stuff happening tomorrow that people should be?
We're going to have it's a birthday too. It's 15 years. And so we're having cookies.
I see the bag of cookies.
And
very
drinks.
Interested in that bag of cookies you brought in.
We'll have to leave them for you. So you can come out tomorrow and taste them if you'd like.
Okay.
We'll leave them here for you.
Yeah. So we're having a little, at each of our events in May, we're having celebrations with soft drinks and coffee and that sort of
Fun.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the gardens speak for themselves. They're just beautiful. The early spring things are fading, and the late spring and early summer things are starting to pop up, and they're just beautiful.
Yeah, so it's always great to go out there and see what's in bloom, what's happening, what's mm-hmm. going on. But it sounds like it's going to be really beautiful out there today, and a beautiful, beautiful day. What a great day to mm-hmm. go to a garden. Now you also have art in the garden mm-hmm. as a program that's happening. Tell me about that.
Yeah. We have solicited, if I can use that word, asked artists to create art for our garden. And we had 10 artists submit about 15 pieces. And so starting next Wednesday, the 1st of June, we'll get the art and we'll place them around the garden. And on the 16th of June, we're having an opening reception and meet and greet the artists and their families.
That's great.
That's a Thursday, 5 to 7 after the Arboretum closes, and we'll have refreshments and meet and talk about their art. So that's a big deal. That's the first time we're doing this, and it's in conjunction with the 15th anniversary. But it's also, I think the garden has grown up enough that now we need to add sculpture and art to the garden. We're not buying any of the pieces, but we are beginning to think about that stuff.
Yeah, that's an interesting next potential mm-hmm. next mm-hmm. step for the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Then we have a native drawing class that Pat knows about.
So tell me about
her
that,
to
Pat.
Talk.
Okay. It's a program basically for kids, two age groups. We're hoping to add an adult session to that. We don't have that finalized yet, but that will be on the 12th of June. The younger children, I think it's 6 to 8, will be starting at 10 to 11, and then the older children, 8 to 11 will be 11:15 to 12:45. I have to look at the notes here.
Well, that's fine. Look at the notes. It's radio. You can look at the notes.
Yeah, right.
I know. So that should be a lot of fun. I think there are 12 kids in each class, that's the limit, and we have to register ahead of time just so we know how many to anticipate and make sure we've got the right materials for those children.
I mean, it's part of Jensen Olson Arboretum's, you have these great educational programs that are happening all the time, so this is one of the latest ones.
Right.
Yeah.
This is one of Carolyn's reasons she donated the garden. One of the purposes was for education, and so we're trying to fulfill her dream, her mission, and by making it our mission, too.
Yeah. So how would people register if they want to?
They need to go to our website, which is, checking the notes,
yes.
friendsjoa@gmail.com.
That's our email.
That's our email. But we want to go to the website.
So it's Oh, yeah, what is it?
Well, the website, I'll tell you how. You Google Jensen Olsen Arboretum.
Right.
And we're old school.
You'll click on the website. Absolutely, yeah, I'm sure. That's sort of the way people find stuff now anyway.
Right.
No, sorry about that. It should
That's
be on the tip of my tongue. But I got stumped there when I saw the email address.
So, yeah, and you're doing that just to make sure you get planning for the right number of people to come
right.
in, right
and
number of students that
free.
Want to do
it's
it.
It's free,
yeah.
And the children should come with a parent,
yeah.
and parents can go along with the kids. That would be great, and there's so much opportunity out there to draw natural things. I think that's the teacher's aim is to have children examine something really closely and, you know, feel it and be able to trace the outline and then come up with a sketch of something that
yeah.
represents what they've observed. And I think that's really an important skill to develop. So,
and of course, in a garden, there's a myriad, mm-hmm. there's an infinite number of things mm-hmm. and shapes and mm-hmm. colors and things to
right,
draw.
Right.
It'd be beautiful.
To get away from the screens for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
A key.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you want to talk about? Yeah, absolutely.
we're very excited about collaborating with Theater Alaska. And they will perform out of doors A Midsummer Night's Dream at the gardens, the grounds, on June 25th. After the garden closes at 5. I think it starts at 7. But they it's free. You got to bring your own chair. And I saw Macbeth a couple of years ago at the Whale Park, and it's really exciting to have it all around
right.
you.
Yes,
and in,
absolutely.
Outside. So that's a new thing.
Very cool.
Like the Art in the Garden is. But at our strategic planning meeting in January, one of our goals was to collaborate with people we don't normally. You know, we have garden groups and all that kind of stuff, but we don't have sculpture and theater. So we're having both of that this summer.
Well, that's great. Well, we do have to end it, but mm-hmm. thank you so much to both you, Patricia and Pat, for coming in. Mm-hmm. Great stuff happening at the at the Jensen Olsen Arboretum. We appreciate it. And tomorrow is Alaska Garden Day, so mm-hmm. go on out there. It's going to be beautiful.
Starts at 9.
That's it for Juneau Afternoon, broadcast live
thank
from
you,
Lingit Ani here on KTOO. FM 104.3. I'm Andy Klein. Thanks for joining us today.